World famous Phil Henry Show here every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast, the news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. And welcome to our program tonight. If you're watching us in on Phil TV in HD, I'm attempting to give our Phil TV in HD viewers a look at Charleston, West Virginia, where we're going to be going in just a moment to talk to our good friends Kurt Quitty and Guy Barton about, well, what's on the minds of a lot of Americans. And if it isn't, it should be on your mind, and that is the ongoing discussions in Washington concerning the debt ceiling, or will there be a debt ceiling, or won't there be a debt ceiling, and so forth. So we're going to be talking with them about that, and it should make for a very good discussion. So in the effort to sort of get everybody up to speed on that, I thought I'd give people a view here, as best as I can, of Charleston. You can see it there on our Google map. Anyway, world famous Phil Henry Show. Welcome, guys. It's a world. It's a news talk and entertainment. It's a world news talk and entertainment show, and it is worldwide. That knows what it's talking about. Truth is our bitch on this show, and we go places other talk shows wish they could, but they can't. They don't. They won't. They shan't. They'd embarrass themselves if they tried, and they know it. Tonight, President Obama and Speaker Boehner are still trying to settle the nation's debt problem. State Senators Kurt Quitty and Guy Barton will be joining us. Netflix will lose some customers, but most will stay. And Bob Green will join us to talk about a new report on the future of Netflix. 877-876-7445, 877-876-Phil. Our affiliate spotlight tonight, WSAR Providence, Rhode Island, and KERN. In Bakersfield, California. And don't forget, on the 7th of August at 3 p.m. Pacific time, Kevin Pollak's chat show. I'll be a guest of Kevin's on Kevin Pollak's chat show. That's kevinpollakschatshow.com. Check it out and enjoy it, because it's an uncensored. It's like a Charlie Rose with nothing censored. So you might enjoy it. 877-876-PHIL is our number, and welcome to the program this evening. And we haven't talked with our good friends Kurt Quitty and Guy Barton in quite some time, both of them state senators in the state of West Virginia. And Kurt and Guy, how you guys doing this evening?
We're good, Phil. I'm good.
Do you guys, can you see the, I think you have Phil TV on, right?
Yeah, Phil, we're looking, I think I'm looking at a street that's called... it's Morris Street. That's sort of a side street in Charleston. And if you move it a little bit further along down the road, you come toward Highland Pharmacy. I see that. But that is our city. That's Charleston, West Virginia. And you've got a nice looking sunny day there. We love it here. And of course, this is our home state. But I will say this, Phil, if you want to experience America, this summer you're driving your family. I know a lot of people, a lot of families love to drive and see the country. I think it would behoove you to, you know.
Take a side trip on West Charleston, too.
Take a side trip on over to Charleston, West Virginia. Say hello to us, and you will see a piece of American history. And remember, Phil, West Virginia was born of several counties in the northwestern section of Virginia. That it made the decision that they are not going to secede from the Union of the United States.
We fought on the Union side. And
now, can I ask you guys a question? The Hatfields and McCoys, was that an outgrowth?
Oh, yeah, that was an outgrowth of the Civil War. Right? I think God knows more about it. Yeah,
Hatfield, McCoy, one party, were in Virginia. Another party of Union, and they were West Virginia. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of bad blood. But the reason why I said black blood, you're not going to believe it, but one of the members of the McKay
family had a boy named Vlad McKay. And Vlad McKay was shot and killed by a Hatfield who thought his name was McCoy. And they said now they're going to be black blood between the Hatfields and McKay, along with the Hatfield and McCoy.
You hearing this, Phil? That's a crazy story.
You're kidding me.
No. No.
So a young man by the name of McKay was shot by a Hatfield.
That's correct, yes, sir. And his name was Vlad. And so they said there's going to be bad blood. And they said that there will be Vlad blood. And then they
bastardized that down, going to be Vlad blood. Which I think, that's how the language...
Vlad, so they say that there's Vlad blood between who?
There's the Vlad blood between McKay and Hatfield.
Yeah.
And the reason why they say black blood is because it was black blood.
It was Vlad McKay's blood that was spilled by the Hatfields, and so they said that between the McKays and the Hatfields was Vlad's blood.
That is correct, yes, sir. And that became bad blood, but they said it was Vlad blood.
Because they a bastardized version of Vlad.
I understand. All right, well, you're right. History is an interesting and amazing thing. So what have you guys got for me this evening? This is a topic that I don't know. Do you guys sense, are the American people taking this seriously?
I don't know, Phil. I'm not that. I'm going to take the answer on that one. I'll take the answer first part. You take the answer that part.
Yeah, I'll take that.
I'm going to take the answer first part of your question, Phil.
And I don't know what first part it was.
What I'm saying, he's going to take the first part.
You take the first part, and then Guy can take the second part. What I'm saying is, I don't think American people understand quite now the thing we've got to do. And I think Guy can speak to that.
More than anything else, Phil, what we want to have happen, and American people understand, we've got to raise our debt ceiling because we have got to maintain our AAA. We've got to maintain our AAA credit rating. We don't raise the debt ceiling, we don't pay our bill. Now the whole world look at America like we deadbeat. Like we haven't got a pot to throw it out of. Now, we're the United States of America. Last time I checked, we are the world's biggest economy. And I think it is a sad statement indeed, my friend, when the world's biggest economy, the greatest country in the world, ain't got a pot to throw it out of, walking around wearing a barrel looking for a cigarette butt.
So the point we make, we support that, Phil. But we have to understand that if they don't raise the debt ceiling, some things are going to have to happen.
Well, that's the whole point. What is going to happen? What goes on the chopping block? Let's forget about whether they're going to raise the debt ceiling, whether they're not. You know, hopefully they will. And when I say hopefully they will, I say that with the understanding from the people that I hear that America needs to raise this debt ceiling in order to maintain its AAA credit rating. Now, isn't it also true that if we do not raise the debt ceiling, we're still going to pay our number one creditors, and those would be the people that hold the national debt. Is that true?
Well, yeah, Phil, that is true. I think you might be operating under a misrepresentation if you think that because we pay that bill first, somehow they're going to save our bacon. I don't, and Guy, you can speak to that.
I don't think it's going to save our bacon. In other words, Phil, we pay the Chinese. We hold, you know, the Chinese hold a debt, pay the Saudi Arabian, pay the British. Those are the three largest debt holders, and almost half the U.S. debt foreign home. Now, we pay them all. You think that we're going to have AAA, is that what you say? Because everybody knows that America is on its own rear end. America on an ash can. Now, we got our ass in the can, you know.
So if we pay off those debtors, Phil...
No, hold on for a minute. If we pay off the Chinese, and if we pay off the British, and not pay off, but if we meet the interest on the amount of money, in other words, we meet our payments, right?
That's correct, yes.
All right. Then why would they want to downgrade our credit rating? I understand, hold on for a minute, I understand that we will not be able to pay all of our bills. I get that. And I understand the president has gotten together with the Treasury Secretary in the event that we do not raise the debt ceiling. He's gotten together with Secretary Geithner to sort of laundry list what are the one through, you know, however bills that we pay. Do you guys know? Do you have an opinion on that?
Let me take the first part of that, and then
second part.
My feeling, Phil, is this. I think you are absolutely right that if we don't raise the debt ceiling, the number one bill that we've got to get paid is almost as if you have a stack of bills in the inbox, just like we have in our house. I'd like to say to American people, everybody in America, we pay our bill. We pay our bill real good. But there have to be some time when we are not making as much money, we don't have as much money in the bank, that we have to sacrifice paying some bills.
And all right, so what would be the list, one through, what's the number one bill you pay?
Well, the number one bill you pay is the interest on the debt. There's no question about that.
You got to pay that. You got to keep Chinese and all of them in line. Not in line, but you got to keep that there. Number two would be infrastructural payment. Payment to federal workers, all the things that keep America moving every day, our highway system, this and that, got to pay that. Number number four, without you got to pay the old people and all of this, you know.
That would be Social Security, and that's Medicare, and no bill. Now, you pay off that.
All right, let's ask this. What bills do you sacrifice?
Well, you'd have to give that. At the very bottom of the list is going to have to be the military, and I'll tell you why. Because the military is at this particular point of luxury. The military luxury.
And we have wars that we're fighting right now. We have.
Well, we understand that, Phil, but that doesn't mean we have wars we're fighting. We've got a lot of things we're doing, but we've got to sacrifice some of these things. Now, the thing you've got to do is you have to suspend a payment on the military, and the best thing to do is bring them home. I'm not trying to influence. I mean, I am in favor of bringing the soldiers home. I am in favor of. I was never in favor of that war in the first place. But I'm talking about nuts and bolts down.
Yeah, it's dollars and cents. Dollars and cents, babe. You don't pay the military. You have to sacrifice something. And
so you're saying we sacrifice the security of the United States. You say that that's a bill you don't pay. You know.
Well, now, hold on for a minute, Phil. I mean, that's the argument a lot of conservatives make. You're not sacrificing the security of the United States of America. You're saying in a short term, which bills you pay, which bill you don't.
You can't pay Medicare, Social Security. I got to pay the debt. They got to pay. I've things I want to do. We got a parkway that's going in. We have a number of different things. The senior center going up. We got 5-6 senior centers that I have personally legislated for. And
you got 5 or 6 senior centers that you have to pay for with federal money, but those don't get sacrificed. What gets sacrificed is the military.
Well, I think it's very emotional, Phil, when you say the military, military, military. Everybody think, oh my God. John Wayne, you know, there ain't not going to be no Marine Corps and all that. You know, I think we got to get ourselves away from the notion, oh my God, oh my God. My God, my God, why thou forsaken me, you know. I forgot what I was going to say.
That was very pretty. That was Jesus on the cross.
And we're like Jesus on the cross, my God, my God. I said, well, look, you're going to live, but you're going to have to bring the troop back.
My God, why is thou forsaken? So you guys are suddenly into the Bible here, right?
Well, I think it's very much biblical.
All right, hold on for a minute. We're going to take a break here. We have Guy Barton and Kurt Queedy. What gets sacrificed as of August the 2nd if no debt ceiling is raised? What bills get paid and what bills don't get paid? These two gentlemen who have worked in the State House of West Virginia for a long time, but they've seen the flow of federal money down there, are saying, essentially, that at the bottom of the bird feeder is the military. You're going to have to sacrifice those salaries, those expenditures, those improvements, those equipment upgrades, everything. The military gets sacrificed. Everything else gets paid for, including, in the words there of Guy Barton, 5, 6, 7 senior centers that he has actively supported and has actively gotten federal money for. All right, 877-876-PHIL is our number. We obviously have to talk a little bit more with these guys about this because I personally don't favor what they're talking about. 877-876-PHIL, Guy Barton and Kurt Quitty will take your calls. What's your take on their attitude toward fixing the nation's debt? It's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
We can't fight this fight alone. Give us a call. 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445. Patriot Hotline, dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
You guys, I'm with Kurt Queedy and Guy Barton here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Do you guys see that picture we have on our website right now?
Yeah, I see that picture, Phil. That's the river, though. That's not Kanawha Boulevard. You're on the wrong side of Kanawha Boulevard.
You across the river there.
All right. Well, I'm trying to show again. I'm trying to show my audience on Phil TV what the State House looks like. But you're right. I'm on the wrong address here. Anyway, we're here with Kurt Quitty and Guy Barton. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. And we're talking with the guys about the national debt. So let's talk about this national debt. Let's talk about the fact that the national debt is so high, there are some in Congress who are saying, no way do we raise the debt ceiling, no way do we continue to spend more money, because if you raise a debt ceiling, you are going to be basically encouraging the Congress of the United States to go ahead and spend more money. And they don't want to do that.
Bill, you said a mouthful there, Bill. I'm going to try and, I'm going to try and give you break this down a little bit for you. I mean, even the sun don't shine on the same dog tail all the time, you know.
Yeah, well, you deserve, you know.
So they can say all they want. Republicans say all they want. Republicans say, I don't want to raise no debt. And I don't raise the debt ceiling either. And they can do that, but what do they run the risk of doing? They run the risk of killing an old woman, you know.
Bob, the thing.
Oh, come on. You guys, that's the whole line of baloney. That a lot of these really extreme Democrats, liberals are trying to use, that the Republicans are trying to kill old people.
Well, I mean, we don't want them to kill old people. You going to kill an old lady? No, you're not going to kill an old lady on my dime.
I'm not going to let them do that on my time. So that means that what we have to do, Phil, is we have to take the money, and we've got to find a way to spend the money the right way. And the military is what we're going to have to sacrifice. The military. And believe me when I tell you, I don't want to do that. But that's the only thing we can...
What about sacrificing some of these... One of the reasons why these guys want to do what they want to do is because they want to eliminate a lot of the money in these entitlements, you know, especially these really conservative guys.
Well, they ain't going to do it. I mean, there's no way that you're going to wreck... I don't know what they're thinking. I think they are... I think this is about the goofiest bunch of people I've ever seen in my life. Would you agree with that, guy?
I think that. You talk Tea Party. Those people are crazy. I mean, they're flat, and I don't say crazy, but they're flat scary. Now, we got some Tea Party here where in the Johnson, where the people walk up to you and they look at you. Man, you don't know whether to slip or fall in it. They look scary. They look like they don't, and I don't know if people know anything.
You know, you wonder if yourself if these people know how to add, you know.
And so you're saying that the main, obviously we all know, that one of the main groups of people who are politicking and campaigning against the raising of the debt limit are the
Tea Party people.
We understand that. Ed Boehner is having a hard time with them in his own party. So if you want to cut spending, they're your people. But you guys are talking about cutting the spending of the military.
Yeah, that's the thing over there. I think that shut their mouth real good. You know, that's, hey, okay, I'll cut the spending. I'm going to cut spending. I'll pull all them troops out of Iraq, Afghanistan, all this. Now, I'm not saying the Tea Party is against that. I got to find something they don't like, but you cut the spending on the military. And a lot of them, that'll shut them up good, I think. You know, but...
We'd have to figure that one out to find out whether that's going to work. And I think it would, but that's where we're going to start. We're going to say, all right, you want to cut the spending. I don't blame you want to cut the spending, you know. But I tell you, we got a lot of old ladies, got a lot of Medicare, we got a lot of Social Security, we got the debt and everything. So the only place to cut spending is the military.
Well, I don't know that you're going to find political support for that.
One of the things that I've got, and I wish that I would tell you this, Bill. I wish that I had somehow had a better way. I've got an awful lot of, I've made a lot of promises to a lot of people, you know.
And well, you might have made a lot of promises to a lot of people, but if you're not going to have the money to put these senior centers in that you want.
We will have the money if you cut that military spending.
I don't think it's going to happen. It isn't going to happen. You're not going to find the political will in this country to cut military spending back so much that you're going to be able to, that you're going to have to, in other words, that you're going to forego paying the bills of the United States military in favor of 7 or 8 senior centers that you want to put in, guy. It isn't going to happen.
I've made the promises to these people. You're telling me that I've made promises to them. I make a promise, and Guy Barton makes a promise to keep it.
Well, you might have made a promise, but who is going to say, okay, let's do it, man. Let's cut back on the spending of the military.
Well, something's got to give. And
all right, something's got to give. And what's going to give is the entitlement spending, Social Security and Medicare.
Well, you can't do it. You cannot cut back on Social Security, Medicare, because the old lady's going to die. And I'm going to tell you something right now.
The old ladies are going to die, huh?
I'll tell you something right now. The Democrats, the Republicans say they don't want to kill an old woman. Well, I tell you, they're going to kill an old woman. Sure as God made green apple. If they cut that.
Just stay on the talk of killing old lady. You understand what I'm saying, right, Phil?
You guys really think old ladies are going to die, huh? I mean, that is your that's your rallying cry if these guys have to cut back on some of these entitlement programs.
I think so, yeah. And I'd rather cut back and spend a military than cut back on a spend a senior. And you got old people that you got to put in the ground, and you got to have to explain that to somebody. How many old people you put in the ground today? Hangman. Who you going to put in the ground today? 1, 2, 3, 4. Say hey.
That's an old Hebrew spiritual.
All right, hold on.
Phil Hendry. Call the Patriot Hotline now. 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
All right, world famous Phil Hendry Show, and welcome back here. And with me from Charleston, West Virginia, is Guy Barton and Kurt Quitty, both of them state senators from the legislature there in West Virginia. We've actually got a little bit of a street view of West Virginia. What is that house that I'm looking at there, Guy?
I think that's got to be a guy. This is Kurt. Guy's over. You got to gobble. Hold on for just a minute.
What's he doing?
Guy went over. He's up top of the roof to get a gobble.
Gobble.
He got one gobble. We just got done, you know, filled with dinner, and we just.
What is a gobble?
Gobble. We get ice cream and a cobbler. You know, it's a cobble, and I'm gonna cobble up a gobble.
Cobble up a gobble, Phil. We told you about that.
Is that the? It's an ice cream. It's an ice cream. It's a cobbler, right? A peach cobbler.
Yeah. I'll talk to you. How can you talk and eat?
Talk back.
Did you hear that, man? You know, you asked me where that house is on the corner. I think that's Guy's house. This man's so rich. This man is always eating. Phil, a gobble is a guy is a peach gobbler with ice cream that's served by Rosie. Rosie, the owner of this place, Rosie Montero, and we've known her for many, many years. She's a wonderful woman, and she's a very charming lady, if you know what I'm saying. And a lot of the guys will order the cobbler from her because she has evident charm. And so we call that a gobble. We'll call that a peach gobble.
Gobble up gobble.
Yeah, we'll cobble up a gobble, you know.
And all right, I don't need that much information, okay?
Well, you asked. I mean, I'm trying to be polite.
All right, I understand that, but I didn't know that it was involved with something having to do with her breasts. Nonetheless, so we're talking with Guy Barton and Kirk Quitty. My only question to you, and I know Guy's eating, you, Kurt, that building that I'm looking at there on the corner of the street, well, we're off the, there, what is that?
Well, that looks like that could be a courthouse of some kind. Look like some kind of, what do you think, Guy?
That got to be some kind of government building. I don't know what it is. I'm not trying to look.
Yeah, I think that's a government building because you look at a government building, and we say government, government or government, and the governance, you know.
Well, I don't understand. What are you saying?
I said it's a government building, government.
We're talking about government, G-U-B-M-E-N-T, government. You see, hold on for a minute, Phil.
God almighty, what happened?
That gobble cop.
Well, take that back to Rosie, Phil. What do you say to that?
What do you mean, government? What does that mean? What does that mean?
What does government mean? That is a way in West Virginia we talk about government. You can talk about government. And you can talk about government till the cows come home. But in West Virginia, West Virginia politics, we know what it's all about. And we know which side of the bread the butter's on. You believe that, my brother. And I talk about that and say, there's government here.
We get it business done. We get business done. It's called government. You understand?
All right, fine. So that building there is what?
That building there, I don't know what. I thought it might be Guy's house, like I said.
I think that's my house there. You must be.
I think I see a swimming pool around the back. There's only one man rich enough in Charleston, West Virginia to own a house like that. That's Guy Barton.
I've done well. I've done well.
You've done more than well. I tell you what, he's done more than well.
Well, let me ask you something. You got five senior centers going in Charleston, West Virginia there, Guy. With all due respect, that must be worth a lot of money to you.
Kickback?
No, I'm not talking about a kickback. No, I'm not talking about anything like that. I'm simply saying, in the goodwill of the voters, okay?
That's a very nice way of putting it, Phil. As long as you come out to say, and you say that, all right. I'll tell you now, and I'll tell you this, and I say it high and I say it sweet. I'll say it as high, sweet, and tight. I've never taken money and never taken a kickback or cuckoo back. Or, yeah, I've never taken a cuckoo back either, you know.
And what is a cuckoo back?
Well, see, these are phrases that we use in West Virginia government. When we talk about the debt ceiling, we talk about the entitlements, we talk about some of the things we do. We are not in government in West Virginia. We're in government. Okay? I don't take no kickback because it's illegal. That's why we call that a cuckoo back. Yeah.
You got to be cuckoo enough to take a kickback. You don't take. You take a cuckoo. You take a cuckoo.
Yeah. So you got to be some kind of a baby. You got to have the mind of a baby. And we call it a cuckoo back or a goo-goo back. You see what I mean?
And are you telling me that these are phrases that you guys use in regular conversation?
A phrase we're going to use in regular conversation when we're talking in West Virginia. We're talking about West Virginia. I'm not expecting anybody to understand what it is that I'm saying. I'm not expecting nobody to understand what I say. But I do expect, when I talk to Kirk Queedy, I talk to Reggie Bone, I talk to Milt Plumhouse, I talk to any of the people that I know in West Virginia, and I talk to any of the people I've been in business with for a long time in West Virginia, I do expect them to understand what I'm saying. You better believe over here, oh, sweet Jesus. I tell that till the cow come home. You better damn well know what I'm talking about. Well, friend, I swear to Almighty God, I will use you. I will use you as a razor strap. As God is my witness. I'll see you down.
I just come out. I'm sorry, Phil, but we're standing out. The restaurant crowded, and I had to use the bathroom, so we moved it on over here. But what we're saying, what he was telling me about that. Hold on.
Yep. No. Hold on. Yep. Hey.
Hello.
Okay, are you there?
Yeah, hold on. We got Kurt on the phone.
Yeah, I did. No, you tell that man. You tell that man I thought that polecat. I had him look like a polecat. I take the cat home. I don't know. The cat looked like a raccoon to me.
What'd he say?
He said it's his cat.
I don't think that cat. Bull crap.
Phil, that was a constituent of mine. I had taken my car and I'd run his cat over on purpose because it looked like a polecat to me. Now the man tell me that it's a rare, what they call a Scottish wildcat. You ever seen something like that?
And I know what a Scottish wildcat looks like, yeah. That's a very rare cat. Are you kidding?
Well, how the hell are you going to
know? How the hell am I going to know it's a Scottish? I said that damn thing like a polecat. I'll run that thing over. Hell, I'll make a mink coat out of that. You can call me Bat Crap Crazy on a county line. Come on. Yeah, for you.
Yeah, ma'am. No.
Well, you go. Hold on for a minute. I have to talk to you guys.
Yeah, you got to go. All right, I'll send a couple. I'm sorry, because that's an old lady. She's a constituent of mine, and she is a little bit. The woman, she has supported my constituency, my candidacy, for a long time. And
is that Shirley?
Yes, it is.
Let me tell my Shirley. You go get another couple. And do me a favor, will you? Call back Bill Summer, tell him I ran that guy's cattle. I thought it was a polecat. He got a fix for me.
Got it.
Shirley is a wonderful woman, Phil. And what happened to the lady, she a little bit bat crap, but she a wonderful lady. She a wonderful lady, and she's given us a lot of money. Well, she's a little bit bat crap, and she ain't exactly got everything going up the top floor. And I don't mean elevator. I mean the window washer. I don't think anything goes up to the top floor, you know? Nothing going, not even the guy to replace the bulb on top of the radio tower.
All right, I understand. Nothing goes to the top floor.
So anyway, she thinks her house is haunted. And she says she got a ghost, and I'll say this, she got a ghost that got in the bed the other night with her and went ahead and put it to her. You know what I'm saying about that? So I said I'm going to call the police and have the ghost arrested, and she's so goofy, she believed it. And sure enough, I got the chief's son, a young man by the name of Hizen. He went over there, took a ghost out, put it in the car. That I got the ghost down, I got the cuffs on and everything. She said, oh, thank you so much. It doesn't take much to be a politician.
You got somebody who is a constituent of yours who is so out of touch with reality that she thought a ghost got into bed with her, had sex with her. You called a cop.
Yeah, I called a cop. She didn't call a cop. She called me up.
Yeah, what the hell are you? What Kirk got to do about that?
Do I look like the Charleston chapter of Ghostbusters?
Yeah. The Charleston chapter of Ghostbusters. Yeah.
Yeah, what do I look like? Who you going to call? Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
I swear to God Almighty, I swear to God and all the angels in heaven and all the saints that Ghostbusters is the funniest damn thing that I...
Okay, can we get off of Ghostbusters for a minute? and talk about, you know, we're way off the debt ceiling and way off of having anything to do with anything.
We're talking about people, Phil. I think people is a good topic to talk about. I think people...
That's true, Phil. We talk about people. You talk about debt. You talk about debt.
We're talking about Ghostbusters. We're talking about you guys, you owning a house that you must be the richest man in Charleston. What happened with this lady? Can you tell me about it?
Hold up a minute, bud.
I'll gobble it up.
Go ahead.
Wow. Wow! That's the first time she ever done that.
What?
As Rosie come over, she asked Kurt, that night, she said, you want to gobble? He said, hell yeah. Did the Pope Catholic? She's on her way back.
Now, that's the first time that ever happened.
Okay, good for you guys. Can we talk some business now?
I'm sorry, Phil. Anyway, the lady said, you sent a police officer over to my home because I do believe my home is haunted, and I think I've got a ghost. Yeah, I got a ghost. I said, now, Shirley, she said, you don't argue with me. So I sent over Chief Chisholm's son, a young man by the name of Derek. Derek is a deputy sheriff, and he went over, and he arrested the ghost. And he put on a good act, put arrest the ghost, put it in the back seat of the car, took it down to the substation, and this lady's happy.
You see, she's crazy. She's nutty in a fruitcake, you know.
Yeah.
Okay, and what does that mean?
Well, she's a very wealthy lady, and she has donated heavily to my campaign and my reelection many, many times. Now, here's the thing. He's got a problem because the young man, this kid, Derek Chisholm, he's a deputy sheriff. He's a son of the chief of police of Charleston, West Virginia. This kid actually did think he arrested a ghost. Now we got two people in a bad crap. You know.
He's got to be a deputy sheriff. He got a deputy sheriff, the son of police chief. He bad crap. Number one political donor in the city. She bad crap. You know, we're going to back up and bad crap.
Well, anyway, we had a campaign. And
wait a minute. The cop that arrested the ghost just to calm the lady down, he really did think he was arresting a ghost.
Yeah. So that's why we come over to campaign. We've got to get everybody on the right street. We got to get everybody on easy street. And our idea is don't pay down, you lay down, and you're going to be face down. And what does that mean? That means don't.
Well, I'll tell you what it means. It means if we don't pay down the debt, we're going to lay down face down. Now, what happened when you lay down face down?
Right now.
You don't even want to think about that.
Almost as bad would have that polecat.
That's right. I ran that polecat over my car. I'll tell you what. After you don't pay down, you lay down face down, you're going to wish your polecat got hit by me.
I wish you got run over there.
I'll run your ass over. You'll be begging for it. You'll be pleading for it. And so that's the kind of problem we've got right now. But I can tell you, Philip.
Pay down or lay down face down.
Yes, sir. That is the political. That is the political call to action.
What's my dawn tone? And everybody phone bone. Yeah,
that lady's name is Miss Phonebone.
Phonebone, yeah.
Mrs. Phonebone. That's a Don Martin character from Mad Magazine.
That was code word. Now, we used Mrs. Phonebone for Shirley because we don't want anybody to know who she was. She's a very big donor. And, of course, she and Guy had been involved romantically. If you want to, okay, I'll go ahead. I'll put it out there. They were involved sexually at one time. Is that true?
I've got nothing to hide. She's a very charming lady, very charming. But I'm involved sexually, lady. People say I had a sexual liaison with Mrs. Phonebone. You know.
Well, it sounds goofy, but...
I don't know what you guys are talking about. Is this the lady that thought there was a ghost?
Yeah, it's the lady that thought it was a ghost. In fact, when she thought a ghost put it to her, I said, you sure that wasn't Guy coming in the house?
I said, you know, I tell you right now, sure, it wasn't me. Well, no, I didn't say that. I said, Mrs. Phonebone, it wasn't me.
We put out an all-point bulletin, and we said Mrs. Phonebone phoned home, you know, and that means she got a ghost in the house. We sent over this bad crap deputy sheriff. Well, everything all well and end well, but they got to put the deputy sheriff in the nut hatch. Because Phonebone, you know.
What is Phonebone phoned home? You guys have... Hold on for a minute. You guys have got, if you don't pay down, you lay down face down. Now, I understand that. That's the economy.
That's also got to do with Phonebone.
Yeah, Phonebone is at the court. Because Phonebone, I say Shirley...
What's her real last name, if you don't mind me asking?
Well, I'm not going to tell you, because this is a code. That's what...
Phonebone.
The last name's Hathaway, Shirley Hathaway. But I don't want to tell you that, because we call her Mrs. Phonebone.
Well, you just told me what her name is.
Say it again?
You just told me Mrs. Phonebone's name.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, see, I'll tell you what. That boy's bright, but he ain't that bright.
Yeah, that's true. That's my pappy used to say. That boy is smart, but he ain't that smart. That boy is smart, but I ain't going to bet money that he ain't going to die from electrocution with a knife and a wall socket.
That ain't right.
All right, hold on for a minute. We will get to some discussion, I'm sure, of raising the debt ceiling or lowering the debt ceiling. The closest we've gotten to it with Kurt Quidi and Guy Barton this evening is that if you don't pay down, you lay down face down. And you'll wish that you'd been run over by Kurt Quidi like he ran over that Scottish wildcat that he thought was a polecat the other night. 877-876-PHIL. 877-876-7445. World famous Phil Hendry Show.
Radio.
Wow.
For
wow.
Patriots, by Patriots. It's the Phil Hendry Show. Call the Patriot Hotline now, 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
And it's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show here every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast. That view that we have on Phil TV and HD, Kurt Quidi and Guy Barton. Guys, that's the Capitol building, right?
Yeah, that's the Capitol right there, Phil. On the view you had of Greenbrier Street, that's on the other side, of Rosie. And that's where we meet, and that's where...
Well, you have to understand, Phil, Rosie's have been a long-time meeting place for... members of the West Virginia State Legislature and all associated bodies, nominating legislative bodies and so on and so forth. And, of course, we sure love doing it. We love people of the state of West Virginia. But what I want to get back to you saying that...
Well, I was talking to you guys about the debt ceiling. And,
yeah, that's correct.
And you guys were talking about a slogan. And I know that you admired Johnny Cochran, and he sloganeered with, if it doesn't fit, you must acquit.
That's right. You don't fit. If it don't fit, you got to quit. And I thought, great idea. And I said, guys, well, Kurt, I mean, Kurt, you know, we got to have something like that.
If we want to have a lay down, you got to pay down. If you want to lay down, pay down. Because, you know, look, man, you don't pay for your fun. My daddy used to say that all the time. You better pay for your funds. If you want to lay down, pay down. If you want to lay down, face down, pay down. Well, I'll flip that around.
I don't understand that.
You want me to? What do I want you to do it? Did you know my daddy? Hell, I might have been your daddy.
I gotta give you five on that. You might have been my daddy.
All right, I heard it, okay?
I'm sorry, Phil. So my daddy used to say, son, you want to have your fun, you got to pay down before you lay down, especially if you want to lay down face down. So I took that, and I said, Guy, I said, you know, I think we got to look at his split. I think we got an idea here. It's going to stand the test of time. I think I like this a lot. I think it's going to got more wear and tear on it, wear and tear on it than your old lady's hind end. He said, yeah.
Yeah, that's true, too.
So I said, well, look, if you want to pay down, if you don't pay down, you lay down. And if you lay down, you're going to be laying down face down.
We took that and flipped it around, right? Now, all that stuff coming together, I got the call on the phone bone. And when he told me the phone bone to call, and every time I hear the phone ring, the light up down here, it's like right now.
Did we lose our connection? We'll get them back on. I got Kurt Quidi and Guy Barton on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, and we're trying to get... You guys there?
Yeah, we all said I heard something go dead, and...
Yeah, no, go ahead.
Phil, I'm taking a call back.
Guy got a phone call. What is it?
Phone tone.
Oh, I see. It's a phone bone tone. That's just a... you get a ring?
I bought a ringtone called a phone bone tone.
What do you mean you bought a ringtone?
Ringtone, phone bone, from phone bone. And that's what she called it. That's why we call her Mrs. Phone Bone, because she sells ringtone.
And look, all I want to know, guys, is what is the idea here when it comes to the debt? What do you think we ought to pay down? You've told me that you want to sacrifice military spending.
Hold on. Oh, you're a rubber band man, okay. All right, Phil. Yeah, my feeling is this. I think that what we need to do, if we're going to pay down, and I don't want to lay down, and I sure don't want to lay down face down. And
if we lay down face down, we're going to have to lay down face down if we talk about military spending.
So I think if we sacrifice military spending on our war in Iraq and Afghanistan and all that, and I looked on a map the other day, every country out there, Afghanistan, Pakistan, they got Afghanistan, all that stand. You know, and that's the Soviet color stand. And I said, well, the hell with that. You know, if I'm going to make a stand, it ain't going to be on Stan. You know?
That's the man named Stan. You see what I'm saying, Phil?
So, every time you guys hear a name or every time you guys hear a slogan, you turn it into something even more ridiculous, okay? Now,
well, how are we doing that?
Well, your father telling you if you want to pay for your son, your fun, and...
He didn't say pay for his son. He never paid for me, and I was his son.
Right. Like I said, I might be your daddy.
You better cough up. Cough up on you.
Hold on for a minute. You guys are... You talk about sloganeering, right?
What my daddy said was this, Phil. My daddy said you always got to pay for your fun before you lay down, especially face down. You got to pay down. And that's why I said you take it, and you pay down before you get face down.
Put your face down, right? I told Fumbo Nana, because I didn't mean to say that.
That's all right.
She all fat crap. And that old lady said to me, you know, you tell me I got to pay down, lay down, face down. I said, yeah, you go face down, then you pay down. That's how I got her into the phone bone ringtone business. And that's how I eventually found out about her thinking that ghost living there, and she thought she had sex with a ghost. She didn't have sex with a ghost. She had sex with a deputy sheriff.
So she had sex with that guy?
Yeah.
She had sex with a cop, Phil.
Well, thanks a lot for nothing.
Phil Hendry.
I did the best I could. You want to buy a phone ringtone?